All right, Steve Martin's joined us for an update on the Tasmanian Masters Games. Morning, Steve.
Good morning, Darren.
How are you going?
I'm going very well, thank you.
We're only 3 weeks away.
It's not long now. It's been a 12 months from last year to bring up an event which we think will be iconic for the Northwest Coast, something to build on in 2022 for 2024.
How many people are you expecting to lob into town?
At the moment, we're pushing 400 registrations and we're hoping, of course, they bring their partners with them. So hoping that number doubles, of course, which will populate our hotels, especially the Goodstone Group, et cetera, offering some great accommodation and some meals and restaurants and distilleries and, you know, away we go.
Yeah. All right. So are we having a big opening ceremony or what's...
No, because it's only a four-day event, it's basically a bit of a teaser and a tester that we wanted to do. We're having a welcome event at Marketplace on Friday night from 6 o'clock. It's free to participants and our volunteers, and it's ticketed for anybody else who'd like to come along and join the festivities. I think it's $25 a ticket.
So that would be Friday the 21st, yeah?
Friday the 21st, yes.
Yeah, of October. Okay, so registrations, they're still open, are they? You extended that.
Yes, we have extended that. We are aware that there's people out there that haven't quite got themselves organised, whether it be teams in basketball, which we know about. So we've extended October 3rd to give everybody an opportunity who were thinking about it but hadn't actually pressed the button yet and advertising that point. We're also giving a call out to the Northwest Coasters. You know, in 2017, we had the Australian Masters Games.
Yeah.
There was 1,000 Northwest Coasters that participated in those games. So I'm calling out to those people out there now that's thinking about maybe I could, you know, come out, register, join in a sport, come out and have a bit of fun and run around the paddock.
Yeah. Running, swimming, throwing.
Pickleball.
Pickleball. Now, what is pickleball?
Pickleball, I understand, it's sort of like table tennis and tennis indoor, large rackets, net, and it's not exactly as physical as...
It's big in the United States, I know that.
It's huge, and it's probably one of our biggest sports that we've got at the moment, along with shooting and wood chopping.
Right. Well, you can understand wood chopping being popular.
Oh, it is popular, and I think swimming will be one that will be actually come on board. It's been a bit slow at the moment, but we're getting a lot of interest via emails, et cetera. That's why we know there's still people looking and wanting to come and participate.
Yeah. Masters swimming is huge. So are we just using the Devonport pool or other pools as well?
Oh, we're going to use the Devonport outdoor pool.
Yeah.
It's been surveyed, so it's ready to go. And I don't think they've had an event like that here since 1987. When the inaugural Australian Masters Games was held right across Tasmania, Devonport held the swimming.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful pool too, so that'll be awesome. I'll be going along to watch some of that for sure. Right, now, is there any particular information that you want to get out now with only 3 weeks to go?
Look, I just call out to our Northwest Coasters, get on board, go to our Facebook page, Tasmania Masters Games. Get the link there for registration to join a sport or to volunteer for the games. Get involved. Let's make this a starting project that we can springboard into 2024 with having a solid foundation.
Yeah. Now, the economic benefits, obviously, you know, people staying in hotels and having a night out and whatever with meals. But people will be coming from the mainland with their camper vans or hiring vans and stuff here. And after they do their competition, you would assume that they're going to trip around the state as well.
Well, that's what we hope to develop. This is just not about, let's put on a sporting competition. This is about promoting the Northwest Coast, what we have to offer, and come and stay for a while, not only visit our wineries, distilleries and tourist attractions, play a little bit of sport while you're here, but enjoy yourself as well and plan to have a holiday.
Now, it's actually good timing because it's going to run in conjunction with the Devonport Food Festival next month as well. So there'll be lots for our visitors to do, but locals as well.
It is, and that's why we've chosen October, because the Devonport Food and Wine Festival and what else was going on in our community at that stage. And, of course, when I say that, I also extend that to Alston, Burnie, Kentish and Latrobe municipalities, and West Tamo, who are also involved with the Tasmanian Masters Games. There's a lot going on. We have a lot to offer. We just got to get out there and boast about it and expose it to it. And we're hoping through the Tasmanian Masters Games we'll be able to do that, especially when we're going to visit the 2023 Australian Masters Games in Adelaide. It's our intention to go over there and boast the hell out of the Northwest Coast and attract people to come and to participate in the 2024 Games and to stay on longer.
Yeah, you mentioned volunteers before. What sort of jobs do you need people to do?
Well, we've, as an organisation, we've got limited volunteer roles that we can do at the moment. We're looking at for a manning of our accreditation centre, which is Marketplace, which will be open on the Wednesday, which is the 19th of October, through to the 21st, where participants come in and they confirm that they're here.
Yeah.
We present them with a welcome bag, which is their ID lanyard, which gives them access to the welcome event, and as well as some goodies from local businesses, which have been very supportive of getting people here and attracting them and showing their support to them for coming over and being part of it.
So you need people to work at Marketplace, yeah?
We need a couple of people to work at Marketplace. We have got some Don College students from the sports management event.
Course. Yeah.
And they'll be down there helping out, and that's a good initiation for those students to be part of something we hope to grow and be bigger. And next year we're hoping to take a couple of them over to Adelaide.
Yeah. Now, what about like the running events around town and whatever? You need people as marshals and
yeah,
you have
can,
you got enough?
You can volunteer. We've got people that want to be involved with specific sports so they can sort of volunteer for that sport. We'll channel them through to that sporting organisation and they'll be allocated a role there.
Or athletics or track and field. If you live near Penguin, you might want to volunteer at Dyle Park.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
And that's what we're after. And we'll gather a pool of volunteers and we'll use them as best we can to get them out there and to support the games and the people.
All right. Anything else you want to mention?
No, get on there, register, come be part of it and boast about the Tasmanian Masters Games being on the Northwest Coast. I think it's one of the major things that we can put together and build upon.
Mm. All right, so Thursday the 20th to Sunday the 23rd of October, based in Devonport, but events happening across the Northwest Coast. Right, what's that website again, Steve?
If you go to the Facebook page, Tasmanian Masters Games, you'll see all the information there along with the registration link and the volunteer link.
Good stuff. Thanks for coming in.
All the best.